So, remember, hey, Champ, Chuck, I remember you talking about these rappers selling their publisher. Right? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Now, in my eyes, and me and Trim, we business partners, right? So we know we ain't gonna never sell our publishing. That's crazy to us. That's like, to us, that's insane. Especially the blood, sweat, and tears we know we put into stuff and where we want it to go, right? So for me to sell that to somebody who ain't do it, then they just got money, it's crazy to us, man. You know, none of us be doing business if we leasing it. You know, you leasing it, you giving it back. You ain't keeping my babies. That's just insane to us, right? What is your thoughts? And what is your, when you hear people saying, hey, I'm just going to sell my publishing. As a financial advisor, what do you think is going on with that person, those artists?
Subscribe for the very latest.
Bye, Daddy.
I'm looking at it from the perspective of zeros and ones.
Right.
Where are you going to do it? Like, as far as, is your publishing, okay, so let's just say for the sake of numbers, it's valued at $100 million, right? Mm-hmm. And let's say your current net value is, or your net worth is anywhere between 25 and, you know, 30 million, right? Cool, it'll make you 100 million, but what is your game plan afterwards? What does that number look like? Because selling a publishing, and we're talking about business moves, we're going to take away the emotional attachment from it.
Mm-hmm.
Business move, you making that, you moving that money, is it gonna, are you gonna take that money and just say, oh, I want to add it on to my lifestyle and my net worth, or I have this money, I have an exit plan? Because it's always about you're always building for an exit plan. So let's right. just say hypothetically they sell in their publishing because they don't want to perform, they done with music, and they just want to live a normal, comfortable life. They're gonna take their money out and just live off that for the rest of their life. Mm-hmm. That's what that looks like. They okay with giving that up because they saying they just want to get back to this type of lifestyle. That's the exit plan. It's all about designing the exit plan, and it's got to look right for you.
Mm.
So I would say yes, and I would say no.
Mm.
No, because if you're just looking at it just to increase your network or to make more money, for what? Is it going to make more money on top of that? Is it going to, you know, are you putting it in something where it's going to make money? Or you just want the cash. You wanted the cold hard cash. That's the case. No, I'm gonna say no. Don't do it. That's a dumb move. But it has to make sense. Are you living off this money, or are you taking this money and you know that you can triple this money on the other end of it? Because I get that it's your baby. I get that the product is your baby, and you put your blood, sweat, and tears to it. But I ain't gonna hold you. If I put my blood, sweat, and tears to somebody, and somebody said I got, you know, 900 mil for you, here you go. I can make 900 mil go float up.
Right, and that's what I was thinking too. I was like, well, you know what, maybe they just want to take this money, because in the age of streaming, the music itself is just the streaming is not worth a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in the age of music licensing, that money is worth way more than $900 million.
Yep.
If you're really aggressive with it, right? And putting your music in the right libraries,
mm-hmm.
you know, you can license your music all day, right? And like Trim says, if you want to buy my music, that means you know something that I don't know.
Basically. Right?
So, it's you know, the thing about it is, you know what, you know what, Trim, go ahead, talk, bro. You know, all right, go ahead.
All I would say is that I'm always for partnering. I don't believe in necessarily just giving away 100% of something that I created over to somebody else. Like, I agree with you what you said about definitely having an exit plan or a strategy, what you plan to do with it. But if something that I created, I would rather partner with somebody rather than just give complete ownership to somebody else. Like, I don't want to mess the lady's name up, but the lady who had the song that was in Stranger Things, that was an 80s hit song. Run up on that hill, running up on the hill. An 80s hit song. It wasn't streaming like that no more. Then Stranger Things comes around and makes it basically like a theme song for that whole series. And now this woman is the song is streaming like never before. If she would have sold that back then, she would have never sold any of that. So I'm like, I'm not for complete giving up ownership and control to somebody else. But yeah, I'm definitely for partnering. I mean, I'm definitely for that. I mean, who knows what you could do with it?
Hey, Antoine, I'm gonna give you another example, right? We all know who Pusha T is.
You?
Shout out to Earn Your Leisure, because I heard the story on Earn Your Leisure. It's a good Pusha T episode. Y'all need to go check that out.
Assets over liabilities from Earn Your Leisure.
Yeah, Earn Your Leisure, yeah, then. Right? So Pusha T, for those who don't know, Pusha T, the clips were offered $1 million to do the jingle for McDonald's. Mm-hmm. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. But with Malice and Push was doing, they just had a rap that was like, whatever, whatever, whatever. I'm loving it. I'm loving it, right? Now, I don't know where it came to where it was like it switched. I think what happened was that Justin Timberlake came. They hired Justin Timberlake to come in and change it into ba da ba ba ba. When Justin had it, in my personal opinion and what I feel would happen, Justin owned that. So the clips created the I'm loving it. Justin Timberlake had the ba da ba ba ba. The clips got $1 million up front. So I compare that to these people who are buying publishing. They giving the money up front. Now, because Justin owned it, he was able to negotiate $6 million to give it to McDonald's. So at that time, now Pusher's out of a lot of money, him and Malice, because they only got $500,000 each for this McDonald's, right? So he took the L. When I say L, I mean took the lesson. Fast forward to now. There's another jingle that comes up. Now, the way Pusha got this jingle is that his manager kept on telling Pusha, like, listen, I need you to put your voices on these EDM tracks. Now, at this time, Pusha's manager, he's earned the right to give, because he's giving Pusha a lot of good advice. So Pusha was like, all right, cool, I'll do it. So what his manager negotiated with his EDM tracks, he tells the DJs, listen, forget the upfront costs, we're going to take a little small whatever. Or we might not take nothing at all. But we want at least 51% of this song. So they like, all right, that's Pusha T. I ain't gonna never get a Pusha T. You want 51% of this song? Fine. Y'all can have that. Fast forward. Arby changes their logo, their jingle. Arby's, we have the meat. Pause. So that Arby's, that is a EDM beat that Pusha put his voice on. Pusha getting cake off that. Off that. You understand what I'm saying?
Some licensing works.
Over time, Push is going to make way over 900 million because that song is played all day long and he owns half of it. Right? That's what we're talking about when we say now Push can negotiate at any point what he wants to do with the song with his 51%. So when they go, when these people come and buy it, now your kids can't get nothing off these songs no more. And they can place them anywhere they want to place them. They can put them, because here's what people don't know is that the online space, like this YouTube world, is going to change probably another 2 years. Mm-hmm. And it's going to change it to communities, more community based almost. You know what I'm saying? Like, so like these worlds, it's like going to be like a world, not just a YouTube channel, but a world, right? Where people can go and, you know, and be in, right? So in any of these things, they could take their songs and put them in these YouTube spaces wherever they want. But these people can't do nothing. They got their upfront money. Not unless you negotiate it to where, you know, you can get whatever off of it. But that's what we're saying. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Jay-Z already said it straight up. I'm never going to sell my publishing. Now, whatever sir, and I forget the young lady is, whatever they do with it, that's fine. I'm not selling it. You know what I'm saying? Because he knows how precious it is. You know what I mean? Because why Prince died. Just keep it wake it. Prince died for that. That's my personal opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Prince died for that. Mike died for that.
Yeah.
My personal opinion. All alleged. Right? Yeah. But people fight every day for their publisher. Queen sold theirs. What must Queen sell theirs for?
I don't know. But
in the billions.
That's crazy.
In the billions.
They still stream.
And Queen's publishing is way up telling them songs. They got like 4 greatest hits double CD probably. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. Nice. But that's what we say that. But, you know, but. Cause I get what you're saying too, though. Like, if you're public, here's the thing: if you don't feel like if you're not gonna be aggressive and get into the space where you can, you know, mm-hmm. place your songs and do, or if you just don't know,
mm-hmm.
you know. But like Trump said, ask that question: why do they want my song? Why mm-hmm. do they have something down the road that I don't know about?
They always do. That's the plan. That's the thing. Everybody got a future vision on where they're gonna put the money at. That's why. That's where the question starts: is what is it the exit plan?
Right.
You can make that money and do something with it, but if, like you said, if you just saying because I just want money, I just want more money, that's stupid.
Right. And that's the thing, though, Antoine. I think really, in all honesty, I think it's just poor planning, poor financial.
I agree.
Investments, poor, just not investing money. Cause like Trim said, like, yo, like you've made money over the time. Like you made money. Mm-hmm. Why would you sell that? Like you don't need a whole bunch of money. You know what I'm saying?
I look at it like this. It's like, if they needed money, they don't know how to get in the car and drive for Instacart or Uber Eats. So
yeah,
there you go.
Yeah. Those are people who, in my personal opinion, just from outside looking in, unless they got something else we don't know about, those are people who don't got the business acumen and only know that they have value in that, and so they're just gonna cash it in immediately. That's the same people who get stock value and then try to cash it in immediately.
Right.
And keeping it in the stock value.
Antoine, it's a lot of them, brother. I'm talking about a lot. I want to say I count at least 75 big artists. Sting. Yeah. I think Sting, right? I think Sting was on the list. I think Sting was on
there. Sting. Yeah, Sting sold his publishing, I believe. Yeah.
Like,
it's but he's still getting paid from Diddy.
But yeah, you know. Sting. But yeah, John Legend talked about this. He treats it like it's he just does it in terms. He just like, as soon as it kind of starts, he does the numbers. He's like, all right, man, my songs ain't really been played like that. That's a bet. And I got a couple of business ventures already in the works, like already have traction. He just need more capital.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, all right, well, I'll sell a portion of my publishing for a set amount of years. They come back to me, and during that time frame, it's because y'all tend to have the same alignment. Okay, you want to make money off my music. I need the capital to get some other ventures going. Right. You get this music hot again. By the time it come back to me, cool. We can keep this thing going.
That's a wonderful plan. I'm subscribing to that channel. Yeah, straight up all day.
That goes back to business acumen and understanding the business versus somebody who just got a hit song playing on the internet and they just like, oh, I'm rich now and that's it. I got to keep this lifestyle up because I ain't going back.
Right. Yeah. Right. Exactly. But yeah. You know, it's only one family that I was like, you know what, they were good with that. That's Juice WRLD's family. Mm-hmm. They sold there. They got a grip. They got a grip for that. Mm-hmm. For Juice WRLD's.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Ooh, nice. Like 9 figures, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Oh. You know. So I'm like, you know what? He's not here. That's what the music is for. You can do what you want to do with that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's here for y'all to, you know, to do what you want to do with this. I approve of that. But I just wanted to get your comments on that, man. Because at the end of the day, it's young artists out there that are going to be in a position to sell their publishing. And I hope that they click on this one day and say, hey, you know what? They heard Antoine said that. You know what I mean? Like, all right, let me put that back in the back of the head real quick. If that ever comes up. So shout out to y'all, man. Shout out to you for that was a good answer. Very, very good answer.